Our guest of the cafe this morning is Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, let's talk first of all about Game Night and this Jason Bateman movie, kind of an ensemble comedy, and tell me what you think.
Well, he's funny, and the other, Rachel McAdams, who plays his wife Annie, they both have really good comedic abilities, and they're good. It's just the script that you've got a little few problems with. It's one of these, got a slightly gross-out comedies, and it just goes way too far. It's supposed to be this group of people have a weekly game night, and they play board games and do charades and all kinds of things. But the brother, who's played by Kyle Chandler, comes home to visit, and he decides they're going to have a murder mystery night. And then he contracts these real people to come and be part of this. Well, the whole thing, it goes awry, and it just goes way too far. One guy gets sucked up into the engine of an airplane, and it's instead of cartoon violence, which these kind of things usually have, it's just way too much. Too much death and destruction for a comedy.
Oh, yeah. One of the critics says, this was a critic who liked it, though, Alice. Mm-hmm. A raucously funny film that has a knack for going right up to the edge of nastiness. But it sounds like to me they've crossed that line.
Yeah, they did. The guys that did it, John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldman, who are directors, they also wrote and directed Horrible Bosses, which the first one of those was quite funny and did work and did manage to not go over. But this, I don't know why they had to go that far. Mm. And it just loses its any kind of comedy when you see these, you know, things that are in our regularly violent movies, our superhero movies, in those anyway.
I don't get out to see the movies as often as I wish I did, but you know, if I'm going to see a comedy, that's probably not what I'm hoping to see. You know,
so, and it is rated R.
It's right? Just, yeah, I noticed that.
Light enough, and yes.
Yeah. We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. Now, there's another comedy, somewhat dark comedy. This is called The Party.
Now, yes, there was a little British masterpiece.
Yeah.
It's done by Sally Potter, who has just done every kind of genre imaginable. This is in black and white, and it's another ensemble piece with some of the finest actors in the world, Christian Scott Thomas, Timothy Spall, and Cillian Murphy, anyway, some very fine actors.
Patricia Clarkson is in this, has a major role in this.
She's a fine American actress, as is Cherry Jones, and Emily Mortimer's in it also. Several British and American actors.
The synopsis.
Really short, it's 70 minutes long. For nowadays, you never see that. And it's just, there's not anything you could add or take out. It comes across very well. It's a comedy that it's a dinner party, and it's to celebrate the character Kristen Scott Thomas has been promoted to the position of the United Kingdom's Minister of Health. And her husband, Bill, who's played by Timothy Spall, seems not even to notice that they're having a party. He's just completely out of it. And then all kinds of things start to happen, and it becomes, as I called it in my written review, the dinner party from hell. Because one guy has a gun, and all the food gets burned up in the oven, and there's just all kinds of arguing going on, and then Bill turns into a complete party pooper with his news about that he has to give them. So it's very cleverly done.
One synopsis says, a night that began with champagne may end with gunfire.
Right.
This sounds, you know, both of these comedies are a little edgy and deal with some measure of violence, but it sounds like The Party handles it a lot more deftly.
Oh, yes. This is some brilliant writing. It's very clever. Even if not anything happened, just the dialogue is just superb.
Yeah. And you say 70 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 70 minutes.
So just a little over an hour.
Yep. And there used to be movies that length all the time, but nowadays those are TV shows.
Right, right, right. Well, one critic says it doesn't overstay its welcome. Well, I guess not.
No, it doesn't.
I love that. That's 71.
I wish more people would do it more often instead of those the 2.5 hour ones that seem to be around so much now.
Right. All right. So it's game night and the party out this week. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Barron, movie critic, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.